number 17.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding transportation services construction season overview. At our February 29th meeting, a follow-up report was requested in conjunction to the roadway project closeout report for 2012. This is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Where are we in front of us right now?
Good morning, committee chair and committee members. This is just informational. Andrea Weddle Henning. I'm in the Department of Transportation. I'm the resident contract manager. This report just wanted to give the members, committee members, all an update on our 2011 construction season. As you see, that we did have 9 projects. We were very, very busy. And I just wanted to give you an overview of where we're at. We're not completed with the projects yet. We still have closeouts, and we're hoping that we can bring to you the final project as a whole, give you an update on the design, construction, and how it all related to the matching funds that we got through the state and federal government. But just wanted to try to simplify it for you so at least you have a little understanding of the projects and where we're at with funding and where we're at with the projects.
Do all the projects have funding sources to it right now?
Yes, they do.
Any of them run a deficit?
The only one that went into deficit, which we'll probably talk on a little later, is South 13th and Pute's intersection, which we had to deal with in past committee board meetings. So we'll be talking about that today. But other than that, we're in pretty good shape. All of them came in, or right now currently, are within budget. Some are under. So, but again, you have to look at the whole piece of the pie when it comes to the whole project to determine, you know, how everything is going with the projects.
Thank you. Supervisor.
Where are we on the punch list for College Avenue? And I did read the report, by the way, but I know there are a lot of items on there. Are we halfway through it? You know, where
I would say they started out there. I'm hoping that they will be complete by June. We still have some street lighting that we're trying to get that together, so you might see some delayed construction when it comes to the street lighting that's going to be in the median along the whole entire College Avenue, East College Avenue from Pennsylvania all the way to, from the tunnel to the east and the west, let me just say that. But the contractor is working on the punch list items now. It's been very wet, so a lot of the punch list items deal with landscaping, you know, some things that didn't uphold from the last year. So that's a little touchy, but it should... They're working now and should be done sometime in June.
And you know, I have requested that you not sign off on that project before I'm notified, and I will want a personal tour of this before you sign off.
Sure.
You understand that?
I definitely understand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Supervisor, speaking for Mr. Guslaki, Faye Roberts.
Wait till you be called on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Boy, just jumping in here, man. Can you tell what a punch list is, so for everyone?
A punch list item is an item that they used a construction term in construction for items that weren't completed right, that were defective, that just wasn't upholding to our quality. The contractor is responsible to go back and fix all those points. So what we do is we typically, at the end of the project, before it is accepted or partially accepted, we actually go and walk the project. You know, myself, my staff, whoever is available, and we look at the different items, the contractor, and we write every item down that we don't feel is quality or so far. So then it becomes a list, and a long list sometimes. But they have to correct each one of those list items on that list, on the punch list, before it becomes partially or even finally accepted. So that's what a punch list item is.
Thank you. Ms. Roberts, you have a comment?
My apologies. Supervisor Jurcik, Mr. Busalaki has indicated he would contact you once we get the information from the engineering department to make sure that you get your tour.
I'd just like to reiterate things that
I understand.
Well, you're listening.
I'm listening.
Yep. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
That's the comment.
Yep.
We have it, Supervisor.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now you, come on, I know it's still early. Come on, now, it's not late in the day. Let's go. Any other comments? Who else?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. It's interesting to see the funding very different on each project, but mm-hmm. I had a question trying to understand one of them. South 13th Street, West Rawson, West College. Mm-hmm. It talks about an 80-20 federal state, but then it shows it as a county and a municipal. And I'm just wondering,
okay.
Perhaps it's just a typo, but I wanted to understand.
Let me go to that page.
West Rawson Avenue, it's South 13th Street.
Okay. What happens sometimes is a lot of times there are certain items that the county is not responsible for, and one is sidewalk. Sidewalk is one that 100% of the responsibility is typically the municipality that the roadway project's in. And with that, and there's other things too, there might be manholes that we don't own but that we have to adjust or reconstruct. So we want to make sure that we're not paying these out of our own funds, right, and that the municipalities, anything that they own and they need work done on, such as sidewalk, different utility adjustments, what have you, any other work they would like to do with the project. That's where this money comes in, where we actually, they have their own state federal money that they can utilize and put towards our projects to utilize. So we won't utilize our federal funding, but they'll utilize their federal funding because, every municipality does have access to this funding. But in this case, this was sidewalk that we did put in, that municipality, the city of Oak Creek, that was their responsibility for the sidewalk and some other items. And this is, they use their STP, surface transportation funding, for that project.
Okay, so, Mr. Chair, so in this case, what's reflected as county and Oak Creek is not that the county paid that, but that's the portion of the county project that was federal and then the county portion.
Yes,
that
would be our county portion, the $4.3 million out of our SDP surface transportation funding that we used. And then they went over to Oak Creek's pot of SDP, and they pulled that into this project. And the $1.4 million would be Oak Creek's STP funding that they utilize for our project. We try to keep as much funding as we can,
sure,
so that we can utilize it for other projects. So we try to be very careful with that because a lot of times you can overlook things and we end up paying for it.
Sure.
But we do look at those things very closely and make sure the money is coming from the right sources.
Okay. I appreciate the clarification.
Sir Washron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make a point about Supervisor Lipscomb's comment and about how we fund these things, because what has happened a lot, and in fact some of the over the last 12 years I've been here, a lot of these local municipalities, the county, we build the road to a certain standard, mm-hmm. and they want to add something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've stood on many front porches trying to explain to people that it is not Milwaukee County that gave them the special assessment. It was the local municipality. And maybe why some of our relationships with municipalities like Greenfield and others aren't as stellar as they should be is because a lot of those elected officials stood on those front porches right before me and told all of those individuals that the reason that your property taxes are going up with the special assessment is because Milwaukee County is redoing roads like Layton Avenue and 84th Street and didn't want to take the burden of they just said, oh, it's a county project, as if we were somehow forcing them to assess these people an extra $5,000 to put a sidewalk in front of their house that for the 35 years prior, they somehow didn't need a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to urbanize and do a lot of other things and add a lot of amenities. So that's always been a real bone of contention between us and the municipalities on these road construction projects. And as you see, there are multiple different pots of money, and it is quite the challenge to try and explain to the average homeowner of what is the municipal responsibility and what is Milwaukee mm-hmm. County. So it's an issue we're definitely going to have to look at in the future,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate the work of the staff because it's not something very easy to take care of. Thank
yes, Supervisor, and I do know of your concern because we do get a lot of calls from the public in regards to that. And we do our best to, at our public information meetings, even in letters that we send out, that if there is some assessment or if there's any question about who owns, who maintains, who if assessment will be there or not, we clearly tell them that they need to talk to the municipality involved. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to look at different ways that we can get that out and get that more clear, especially with our projects that we have upcoming.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, as I looked through the report, I saw there are many good and worthy road projects on here. East Layton Avenue between Howell and South Logan. My colleagues here are used to my oral descriptions of the washboard quality of that road. As are the people who live right there and have to hear the semis clattering over it through the day and throughout the night and losing sleep because of that. So I was wondering, Mr. Chairman, if we could have an update as to where exactly that road, rebuilding that road, falls on Department of Transportation's radar.
Supervisor, it is within our 10-year plan. Of course, we're looking at getting additional funding, and the funding sometimes overlaps or sometimes there's a gap in funding, but we definitely have that project on our radar to be in the 5-10-year plan. And as the budget, you know, comes up, you'll see some of the projects that are come forth, and we'll be revisiting our 5-year or 10-year, 5-year, 10-year plan, so you'll be able to see where those projects fall into place. However, it depends on funding, and it depends on board approval, and it also depends on what type of improvement we plan on doing with that project, whether we do do a resurface or we do a reconstruction. So we are looking into that, and we'll definitely keep you posted.
Very good. And, Mr. Chairman, this is not just a few potholes on a road somewhere, but this is a road that's it's unpleasant to drive on, mm-hmm. and it's even more unpleasant for the people that live there. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a bad impression as you come into Milwaukee for the first time. If you fly into Mitchell Field and you take Layton to go to 794, you're going to go over the bumpity road. You're going, what the hell is this kind of city going on here? Newcomers probably won't know that it's a county road, but we all get a bad impression because of that. I'd like to see this happen sooner than, say, 5 to 10 years. I do understand, of course, it's all about the funding. Everything here is about the funding. But I will be, I plan to pursue this with the director.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
And Supervisor.
Okay, Supervisor Kelsey. Item number 18, please.